thank you both for being here. And first of all, how are you both doing?
I'm doing better each day. Slowly but surely, just healing physically and mentally.
Yeah, I imagine. I imagine that you relive that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how are you doing, Stephen?
Definitely. It's definitely hard. As each day passes, though, we're working to get over this.
Okay. So, Jesus, you're the security officer, and you were called to check on a door that was, I guess when a door is left open for a certain amount of time, you're supposed to go check on it, right?
Yes, we got notifications making sure that to secure them, or if they were already been secured, just making that check on the doors.
Okay, so you were going up the fire escape to get there?
Via the stairwell. I was coming from the 31st up to the 32nd.
Right.
When I approached the door, it didn't open, and it was blocked off, so I had to reroute.
Is that a normal thing, that the door at the fire escape, or the stairwell would be blocked off?
No, they're always supposed to remain open.
Right.
And so after I would drop down and then came back through the hallway, and then I approached the room, got into the door. There was a metal bracket holding the door in place.
Right. So what we're talking about here, just so everybody's clear. Okay. So this is where the hotel room was, where the shooter was. This is the stairway, and this door here was blocked. And you didn't know that till you came up through the elevator and went through this door and saw that there was something blocking that door. And when you saw that, did you think, that's weird? Why would somebody put brackets on a door?
Yeah, that's just out of the ordinary.
That was the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you walk out of this, and this just slammed?
Well, when I was in between that area, I was calling security dispatch to get transferred to engineering. They didn't know anything about it, so they dispatched an engineer to go verify what that was.
That's when you got called?
Yes.
Okay.
And at that time, I heard what I assumed it was drilling sounds, and I believed that they were in the area working somehow.
So you thought the drilling, they were gunshots, but you thought it was just drilling sounds.
At first, I think it was just drilling sounds.
Right. So then at what point did you get shot? What happens here?
As that door's closing and it's so heavy, it'll slam. I'm walking down this way, and I believe that's what caught the shooter's attention. As I was walking down, I heard rapid fire, and at first I took cover. I felt the burning sensation. I went to go lift my pant leg up and I saw the blood. That's when I called it in on my radio that shots have been fired. And I was gonna say that I was hit, but I got all over my cell phone just to clear that radio traffic for they can coordinate the rest of the call.
So he shot. You didn't even know he shot through this door, right?
Yeah, from behind the door. I didn't know how he was shooting,
yeah.
But he shot out.
Right, so you didn't even know it was coming from here. So it's Stephen, at this point, so you're called up. You just think that you're coming to look at a door that's been blocked in the firewall, right?
Yeah, I didn't think anything out of the ordinary at the time. I came from a higher floor and came down a different hallway, a service elevator. And I walked out and I rounded the corner for the 100 hallway. And that's when it was quiet at this time, and the doors are set back, as you can see in that, about a foot. And Jesus was towards the end of the hallway, but I didn't know at that time. And I thought I saw someone pop out of the cubby, and I kept walking. And once I got more than halfway is when I saw Jesus, and I started to hear shooting. And I thought, at the time I didn't know it was shooting, I thought it was a jackhammer, and as an engineer, I'm like, we're not working up here this late at night. We wouldn't be doing that.
Right.
And it was, I believe, outside. It wasn't in the hallway yet. And that's when Jesus, he leaned out and he said, take cover, take cover, and yelled at me. And within milliseconds, if he didn't say that, I would have got hit.
Because he was still shooting. So you would have been hit had he not told you.
Yeah, it wasn't even fully in cover. And they were passing behind my head and I could feel pressure.
You could feel a pressure going past you just even being out of the way.
Yes.
And were guests coming out of the doorways?
There was a female that came out and I told her to go back inside. It wasn't safe.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly after, that's when Steven was approaching. And I told him to stay back and get cover. And that's when more rounds were dispersed.
Right. Wow. So, and I mean, it, really, he saved your life. And he saved the woman that came out of the door to go into the hallway. I know, first of all, you know, thank you so much for being here. And I know that you've had so many people asking for you to tell the story and to talk about this. And I understand your reluctance because you just want this to be over. So you're talking about it now and then you're not going to talk about it again. And I don't blame you because why relive this over and over again? But it's helpful for people to understand what a hero you are, because you being shot in the leg saved so many people's lives. And instead of you just getting out of there, you saved Steven's life. You saved that woman's life and who knows how many other people. And so we just wanted to celebrate you. That's why you're here today.
Thank you.
We want to thank you for what you've done. Even after this happened, instead of going to the hospital, you stayed to help the police and give them all the information they needed to piece these things together. And also, what else did you want to mention?
I just want to mention all the people that assisted that night, whether it was Metro, the FBI, the community, especially coming together to help everyone in need, the first responders, even the people that got called in to assist in the hospitals, and just everything puts pieces together on how everyone came together to help that night, even in the darkest hour.
Yes, there were a lot of people that showed up to help. All right, and Steven?
Definitely, I want to thank the first responders and people on the ground at the show helping each other out. I mean, I think the acts of humanity were major that night, and I want to thank Jesus again from my family and all my friends and everybody for saving my life.
Yep.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's really, you did. I don't know if you're taking all that in, and I know, like you said, it's hard. You think about that a lot, and you did. You saved people's lives. And we, of course, wanted to give you money. We wanted to, and you both were very, very specific. You said you don't want money. You don't want money at all. So you're not getting any money, all right? So we're not going to give you money. But Steven, your favorite team is the Colts, and you've never been to a game. So the NFL is flying you to meet the team and get VIP tickets. So you're going to go see the Colts. All right. And then also, it's over here. Okay, also, Jesus, you're a fan of the Oakland Raiders, and Shutterfly is going to give you season tickets when the team goes to Las Vegas. You're going to be able to see them. Also, we know it's really important for you to that everyone is recognized. So Shutterfly cares about supporting communities, so it's going to make a donation of $25,000 in your name to the GoFundMe page that's dedicated to helping victims of the shooting.
Thank you.
For more information on how you can help the victims of Las Vegas shooting, go to our website.